I had to write this down because this is what Paul Gow had to say about Brett Coletta. He's got the prettiest swing, just like Adam Scott. I'm sure that's high praise. Brett Coletta joins us on the line. Hi, Brett.
Morning, guys. How you going?
That sounds good, Brett.
Oh, that's big shoes to fill,
Yeah.
That's a big rap. I think he said since Adam Scott.
Since Adam Scott, the prettiest swings
Yeah.
since Adam.
Right. Yeah, there we go.
Good. And how are you hitting the ball at the moment, mate?
Yeah, good. I've had a pretty busy season, and I've decided to come home and play the last few events down under. So, I played really good last week down in Q School, and looking forward to the next couple of weeks.
Now, you've played at Twin Creeks before. Does that course suit your game?
Yeah, I think it does. It's quite a, it's not really demanding off the tee. It's quite soft out here too. We had a lot of rain here down here yesterday. Yeah, I'd say it does, yeah.
Good on you. And, mate, you won the Queensland Open in 2016. You were a runner-up in New South Wales Open in 2016. And then you turned pro and after about 6 months, you had to take time off. How are you going now, mate? And your thoughts on playing competitive golf again?
Yeah, no, it's all good. I just had to give myself a little breather, and I'd kind of just lost what I was doing with all the golf stuff. And I look back, and I had probably a really overactive 18 months of golf, all
Right.
leading up to the hype of winning, and then playing awesome golf at that period. So no, I'm doing really good now. I've played pretty much a full schedule this year, so I'm back on the horse.
And do you have to be aware of giving yourself a little bit of time away from the game?
Yeah, it was hard to kind of swallow, because you kind of put all that effort in to get to that point. Had multiple opportunities to go and play these big events, but having to turn them down nicely is never nice. So,
Yeah.
I just said to myself, "Listen, give yourself some time, mate," and had the faith that I'd be able to get back. So.
I'm assuming, Brett, one of the things a young up-and-coming golfer faces and the challenges they face is to stay positive because you're going to have your moments
Oh.
where you're hitting the ball well and then not so well. And it's not to lose confidence, just to back your own ability and trust your swing and away you go.
Yeah, that's a big part. I mean, that's at any level, I think. You can talk to any, I'd say any golfer out here that's had their ebbs and flows. So, I mean, it's just timing, I guess, and how you get yourself out of it is what makes the better guys.
And how's the final stages of the web.com tour going?
Yeah, I'm not sure how much you guys know about it, but I've made it through second stage last week, which essentially is the cutthroat stage,
Right.
because it doesn't get you anything there. You got to play through that to get to final stage. And now that I've got to final stage, I've got, regardless where I finish, I'll get some sort of status next year on the web.com tour.
And what is it, the top 25 that get full status or what?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's 40. I've got to read the
40.
email. I haven't had.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 40.
Jeez.
And you will be playing in the Australian Open though next weekend.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. So I'm playing that one.
That's a good tournament to be involved in.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Yeah. How do you line up, Brett, when with some of the golfers that you admired and you're competing against? When you were a young boy growing up, you would have admired a lot of golfers, I'm assuming. Do you get nervous at all?
I mean, a little bit too. If you didn't get nervous, I'm sure you probably don't care, but I've been fortunate enough to play with some of the guys up there a couple of times in comp as well. So, I mean, you just get to realise that they're just normal people too, with feelings and bloody families. I think that all goes out the window a little bit when we see the media get a hold of them a bit too much.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Brett, we know you got the afternoon group. The good thing is when we first arrived here this morning, the weather was terrible, and I know it was ordinary yesterday, but it's clearing to be a pretty good afternoon. We hope the breeze stays down for you this afternoon as well, Brett, so hit 'em straight.
Good on you, boys. Thanks for having me.